WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and if you're anything like me, sometimes life feels like a tightrope walk between showing up authentically and desperately trying not to fall flat on our face. We want people to like us, we want to be seen as strong and capable. But the thought of truly bearing our souls? Well, let's just say that can feel a little terrifying. But guess what? That vulnerability, that willingness to show up imperfectly, is actually where all the magic happens. It's the key to building deeper connections, experiencing true joy, and ultimately living a more fulfilling life. And believe me, I get it. Ever felt like you were hiding behind a wall of, "I'm fine," even when your insides were screaming? You know that feeling when everyone around seems so effortlessly confident and you're just over here wishing you could hit the pause button on this whole being human thing? But here's the truth bomb. Vulnerability isn't weakness, it's actually a superpower. It takes courage to let people see the real you, the messy parts, the insecurities, the dreams that sometimes feel too big to chase. But when we embrace vulnerability, something incredible happens. We open ourselves up to genuine connection, to the kind of love and support that can truly heal and empower us. So, how do we actually do this? How do we ditch the facade and step into our vulnerability with confidence? Let's break it down. First, remember, imperfection is not just okay, it's beautiful. We are all works in progress, constantly evolving and learning. Embrace those mistakes, those stumbles along the way. They're part of what makes us human. Second, authenticity trumps everything. Trying to be someone you're not is exhausting and ultimately unsustainable. Let your true colors shine through, even if it feels a little scary at first. Third, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be kind to a dear friend going through a tough time. Talk to yourself with love and understanding, acknowledging that everyone struggles, and that's perfectly normal. Next up, find your tribe. Surround yourself with people who celebrate your authentic self, who support you even when things get messy, and who make you feel seen and heard. Remember, true connection happens when we allow ourselves to be vulnerable with each other. Finally, don't underestimate the power of small steps. Start by sharing something small with someone you trust, a fear, an insecurity, a dream. As you build that muscle of vulnerability, you'll find it becomes easier and more rewarding. Let me tell you a story. Last month, I was invited to speak at this big conference about self-acceptance. Now, public speaking isn't exactly my comfort zone, I get butterflies just thinking about it. But I knew this was an opportunity to share something really important, the power of embracing our imperfections. So, I took a deep breath and stepped onto that stage. And you know what? As I began to speak, sharing my own struggles with self-doubt and insecurity, something amazing happened. The audience opened up too. They shared their stories, their fears, their triumphs. There was this incredible sense of connection, of understanding, of knowing we were all in this together. And that's the magic of vulnerability. It breaks down those walls, those barriers that keep us feeling isolated and alone. It allows us to connect with others on a deeper level, to find support and strength in shared experiences. So, remember, vulnerability isn't about weakness, it's about courage, authenticity, and connection. Take a chance, show up imperfectly, and watch the incredible things that happen when you allow yourself to be truly seen. We talked about 5 key takeaways today. Embrace imperfection, live authentically, practice self-compassion, find your tribe, and start small. Remember, vulnerability isn't a switch you flip on, it's a journey, a process of continually showing up as your truest self. And that brings us to the end of this episode. I hope today's message resonated with you and inspired you to take those brave steps towards greater connection and authenticity. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little nudge to embrace their vulnerability, leave a review if it touched your heart, and join the conversation on social media. Let's keep this journey of self-discovery going. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.